the Torah said, "Umaka aviv imay mois yumas." For going to vishum mechayr v'nimtz biyadei mois yumas umekalul aviv imay mois yumas. And really, in pshutei shal mikra. Forget all the lamdas. In pshutei shal mikra, it's eino yoy me'elu darsheni. Why would the Torah be mafsik between maka aviv imay and mekalul aviv imay to introduce the law of the goynevish umechara? Right? At first glance, it seems to be a little bit sasam. So if you take a look at the Ramban in the Spirush al Torah, the Ramban talks about it a little bit. And then at the very, very end, the Ramban says as follows: V'hagoyin Rav Sadia Omer. Rav Sadia Goyin said, Ki hichnis dvar hagoyin of ish beineim. The reason the Torah interrupted the Makkah of Avi'imoy and the Makalul of Avi'imoy with the Goyin of Ishu Mechare, Bavur ki ala roiv hanignovim hinktanim. Because most times, people that are kidnapped are children, Rachmana Litzlan. V'yigdalu b'makam acher. And they're going to end up being raised away from their home. V'le'yakiru avoysam. And they're not going to know who their father and their mothers are. V'yavoy sheyakum v'yikalulam. And it's possible at some point they're going to have some encounter with their parents, not knowing that it's their parents because they were raised away from home. And it's going to come to akla and klala. V'lochein, it's for that reason. Roi lahanish haganev kemisa shebohem. Says Reb Sadiga, it's for that reason the Torah said, give the goinev nefesh mi Yisrael, the oinish of the Makkah and the Mekalo, kia oinish u'ola, because he's inevitably, I guess maybe, there's a good chance he's going to be goyim, that this person that he kidnapped should be a Makkah of Avimai or be Mekalo of Avimai. So the Ramban brings to Reb Sadia Goyin a dover pella. He says, you want to know why the Torah was mafsik between Makkah of Avimai, Mekalo of Avimai, with the goyim of Ishu Mecharai, Maisumas? Because the only reason a goyim of Ishu Mecharai is Maisumas is because he's being goyim, Makkah of Avimai and Mekalo of Avimai. That is the reason he's chayiv. Be'etzim you should be chayiv misa for kidnapping. You want to know why you're chayiv? This is the reason. Because you're going to kidnap and you're going to cause the person you kidnap to maybe be makum mekalo. Why are you going to cause it? Because he's not going to know his father or his mother is. And it's for that reason, it's ro'i lahanish hakana b'miso kehem ki ha'oinosh hu olav. This is what the Ramban brings from Reb Sadia Goyin. The truth is that this Reb Sadia Goyin is really a mefurish medrash. It's a medrash rabba in Parshas Nasai. Tess Zion, and if you look up the Medrash says, as we're about to see, what Reb Sadia Goyin says, but it ups the ante in terms of this hergish. The Medrash begins with a very, very similar diak to the Ramban and Reb Sadia Goyin's diak. If you look in the parish of Mekal Lov of Ima in Parashas Kedoshim, Psukim of which we just darshan very much in today's daf, right? Ki ish ashi kalas aviv imay maisumas aviv imay kilel damavai. We darshan literally the entire pasuk. If you look at the pasuk before and the pasuk after, the pasuk before is ushmartem es chukoisai vasisem oisam ani Hashem mikadishchem. Then it mentions the parasha of imakal aviv imay. The pasuk after the ish ashi yinaf es ishes. Ish, ashe yinaf es ishes reyeu mois yumas hanoyef vahanoyofes. So the Torah says, Ushmartem es chukoyis v'asisem oisem ani Hashem mikadishchem. Right, a hergish of kedoshim to you. Mekal ova v'imoy, and then afterwards, voice sinof. Says the Medrash. Umara lahafse kilos ove'em bein hakidush l'niyuf. Right, you would think kiddush and niyuf go together, right? Kedoshim tiyu is arayas. But why are we interrupting kiddush and niyuf with mekal ovev imay? Shekein says the Medrash, betchila kosov ish ishashi kal es ovev, right? And then all of a sudden, what's going on here? Says the Medrash, lefi shekach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the following. Mi garim leben sheikal ovev. What would cause a son to be mekal his father? Haniyuf. Why? Because this child, his mother was an Eshesh, she was Mazana, had a child. The kid doesn't know. Kid thinks his father is his mother's husband. Turns out his father is some plainy, as a chamamzer. Now, who's Sovar Bebal Imoishu Aviv? He thinks his mother's husband is his father. And as a result, he's mechabed him. Aviv is Sovar Benoyev She'enoy Aviv. Aviv the Noyev, he doesn't think he's his father, and it's very possible, umekaloi, that he's going to be mekalo. So the reason the Torah interjected Kedusha and Niyuf with Mekal Aviv Imoy, Zok the Medrash, because me garam leben sheikal Aviv, what's goyrim Mekal Aviv Imoy haniyuf? Zok the Medrash, vayit ki yoytza bayata omer. Similarly, you find, it says, umaka Aviv Imoy, ugoinev ishu mecharai,
umekalol ova ve'imai. Says the Medrash, Reb Sadi goins kasha v'chimar ro lahafsik goin of nefesh be'makal umekalol. V'aloi loy hayuroi lahafsik be'neim. L'vishem makum umekalol shneim nemorim ba'inush ova ve'imai. Is lama also kein l'lametcho shal zen is chayiv goin of nefesh mi'israel umechari lachamisa. You want to know why a goin of nefesh mi'israel umechari is chayiv misa mipnei shu goyrim lekotan hanignav be'ish hemoichay la'acher shu makiv imai ovev imai umekalolam. It's for the same exact reason, because this child's not going to know who his parents are, and therefore it's very possible that it's going to lead to Maka Aviv Imai Umakala. Sok the Medrash, Afkan, so to hear, Parshas Kedosh, Lakach Hifsik, Bein Akidush, Luznus, Mikala Aviv, Lafi. Shekol Misha Bal Achas Mikola Rais Amuris Batoira Pa'omim Shemoilit Ben V'goyrim L'mamzer L'kalol Ofen. Now the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says V'lom Hiske Kilo Asein. Okay, so this explains why we would interject with Mikalol Ofen. But why would we interject with Mekalel Imai? Now, as it relates to the Goyin of Nefesh, right, doesn't matter. He doesn't know his father, doesn't know his mother is. But the case of Loisinov, Sadir, the child that's born, doesn't know his father is. He thinks his mother's husband is his father, but he knows who his mother is. So why are you mentioning Kilo Asim? V'aloi Imai Makiru, right, the Mamzer knows who his mother is. Zok the Medrash, Emosei Makir Imai, when does he know his mother? Bizman Sheha Mamzer Hu Meneuf Eshesesh. That's true if the Arayas over here, the Niyuf was Eshesesh. Lefish, a Noyefes, Toiloisa, Babaila. Because the Noyefes, who's married, right, she's going to raise the child, and she's going to have no problem with the fact that really her husband is not the father of the child, because no one's going to ever know. Everyone's going to, she's a married woman, people will assume that Roy Pilos Acharapa, right? Abu Bashar, Arayas, Pnuyois. But what about another Erva? What about a woman that was a Pnuya? And she went ahead and she had a child that she wasn't supposed to have. What is she going to do? She has no one to attribute the child to. She's not married, so there's no roi bilas achrabal. So him ashlichas has b'nei b'shvak. And what they're going to do, what these women do is they take their children, they throw them into the shuk, mepnei abusha, v'acher megadlan oisam, and other people raise them. V'oisam mamzerim, and those mamzerim, ina makirin, lo yaviyem, v'lo yimoyseyem. They're not makir, not their father, and not their mother. V'afilu mamzer me'eshes ish. The Medrash goes right and says, even a mamzer from an eshes ish, pomim she'ina makir lo yavu lo yimoy. There's a possibility that the child won't know his father and also not his mother. Bizman shen na'afa, in the event that she was na'afa, ubaylam b'medina sayam, and her husband was b'medina sayam. Now, over there, she can't attribute it to her husband, because even though Rabbi Lasachar Abal, but the husband's away. So what does she do? V'imashlacha soy soy. She goes and she throws him away. Either way, sai maka and makalal aviv, and sai maka makalal imay can come about through niyuf, v'lokach firzois the medrash, onash hakosav misha ba'al eshes ish, v'alarayas misas besin v'karis. Unbelievable. The reason the Torah said that if somebody is ba'al eshes ish, v'alarayas, he's a menichai misas, says Bez of the Chorus, it's because someone that's over Loisinov, they may very likely be Goyram later, Maka of Imai, Makal of Imai, and this is the reason, and it's actually hinted to in the Remez of the Psukim. The bottom line is this: Rav Sadia Goyin that the Rambam brings in his spiritual Torah and Parshas Mishpatim, that the reason we interrupt Maka of Makal of Imai with Goyin of Ishu Mecharai, v'nim to the other Maisumas, is because the reason a person's Chai Misa for being Goyin of Ishu Mecharai is because he's been Goyim Makal Aviv Imai, and he's been Goyim Makal Aviv Imai. It's really a Mefurish, a Medrash, and in that Medrash you see that it's true, not only with regards to the Isser of a Goyim of Ishu Mecharev and Imtza B'Yad Yais Yumas, it's true with regards to the Loisinov, one of the Ten Commandments. The Ish Asheyinov as Ishes Ish, Asheyinov as Ishes Reyeu, Mois Yumas Anoyev Anoyefes, that too was in the context of being Makal Aviv Imai, right? It says, Ani Hashem Kadishchem. Next pasuk is Mekal Aviv Imai, and the pasuk after that is Niyuf. It's for the same reason, because the Niyuf is Goyrim, Maka Aviv Imai, Mekal Aviv Imai, and in fact, the same punchline that Rav Sadia Goyin said regarding the Goyin of Ishul Mechari, the Torah says regarding Loisinov. V'lokach onash hakosuv misha ba'al eishes ishval arayas misas bezna v'karas. It's because he's being Goyrim, he's going to be Goyrim, Maka Aviv Imai, Mekal Aviv Imai, and Maka Aviv Imai, Mekal Aviv Imai are situations of misas bezin. And to quote Rav Sadia Goyin, v'lochein roi lahanush haganav v'miso kahem, ki ha'oynesh hu olav. Demis is like this. This Indian that you find that Arayas has a certain chaymer because it can lead to Maka of Imam, Mikal of Imam, because a child is going to be a mamzer, he's not going to know his father is, and like the Medrash said, in certain situations, he's not going to know who his mother is. This is something you find in other places in Chazal as well. Just going to mention two. One is a Mechilta. The Mechilta is a Mechilta to Rabbi Yishmael, it's in Parshas Yisroi, it's by the Aseres HaDibris. So we know that the Luchais had the Aseres HaDibris engraved in them. right? But it was two tablets, right? It was two luchais. You had the right side and the left side. The Medrash says, the Mechilta, that really you were able to read the luchais down, right? 1 through 5, and then 6 through 10, right? Going vertically from top to bottom, first the right of the luchais and then the left, but also you were able to read it horizontally, meaning there's a kesher between the as the commandments that are mentioned on the right side versus the left side. And the Mechilta goes through each one. Says the Mechilta, Ksiv kabed es avicha v'asimecha. U'kinegdo iksiv, right? What's the one facing kabed es avicha v'asimecha? It says, lo yisachmoid. Magid ha-kosev, you know what the sheiches is? Shekom misha hu choymeid. If somebody is choymeid, he's going to be a lo yisachmoid eshes reyeyu. And you know what's going to happen? Soif moilid ben, so kabbis avicha v'asimecha as a shaychis to leisachmid eches reyecha zok to mechilta, because if a person's over leisachmid eches reyecha, he's going to make a gram, he's going to be goyim a kabbis avicha v'asimecha. Mention one other one. This is a balaturim. The balaturim is in Parshas Kisavai. So it says in the Torah, this is by all the brachas and the klolas that were mentioned. Grizim and Harevel. So the pasuk says, "Oru makla ove v'imai v'omar kolaham amen." Oru masi gvul reyeyu v'omar kolaham amen. So there's a smichus between oru makla ove v'imai, right? Somebody that fashames his father and his mother, and oru masi gvul reyeyu. Someone does asagas gvul. Says the Baal Turim, quote, "V'samuch lemaka oviv masi gvul reyeyu loymar shahabal ishes ish." Because if someone is Baal Eishes Ish, he's a Masig Gvur Reyeyu. Incidentally, the Gemara in Soit Lama Zayin Amad Beis says that really the entire parish is related to Gilei Arayis. So the fact that it says Oru Masig Gvur Reyeyu and it means Arayis, that's not the Chiddush of the Baal Atum. That's really based on the Gemara. But either way, the Samach Lamaka Aviv Masig Gvur Reyeyu Loimar Shabbal Eishes Ish Shu Masig Gvur Reyeyu. And a person like that is Goyrim Leben Shemakla Aviv. She'enei Makir Aviv. So it comes out that someone that's Masik Vureyeyu in the Eishes Ish sense, he's Orem Makla Aviv Imoy, because he's going to be Goyrim Makla Aviv Imoy. Either way, this is a theme that repeats itself. Abulamais, if you think about it, it's Mamash Adover Pella. V'goynev Ishu Mechayiv, again, this will be the topic of tomorrow's daf, but V'goynev Ishu Mechayiv and Imtsu B'yadei Ma'isuma, somebody kidnaps a child, Rachmana Litzlan. He's chayiv misa. You know why? Because he's goyrim maka avavim amaisumas, and he's goyrim umakal avavim amaisumas. Lois sinof. You want to know why? You want to know why he's chayiv misas bezin? He's chayiv koris velokach onash hakosa mishabal eishes ish valarais misas bezin v'koris zok the medrash rabbah in Tez Zayin parshas Nosai. The reason is because he's been goyrim. He's been goyrim. Maka aviv imoy. He's been goyrim maka aviv imoy. And again, the lishoni has just a chazir over for the fourth time for Absad Yigoyin that the reason the goyin of Ishul Mechari is chayiv misa is being that lochei roy lahanish aganav b'misa kohen ki oynish uol. I mean, you're getting the oynish that you're being goyin. If that's the whole yisoid of goyin of Ishul Mechari, that's the whole yisoid ki'ilu of loisinov. You know, I saw it in one of the mefarshim here in the Medrash Rab in Parshas Nasai, the Eshed Hanacholim, V'lokach Onosh Akosa Mises Bezdin. Like, this is the reason someone that's Oivran Gilei Arayis is Chai Mises Bezdin? You would think it has to do with Kedusha, right? And Yashem, that this is the reason? Because a child might be born and he's going to be Mak Makal. And by the way, just think about it. Let's say the child is Mak of Avima, he's Makal of Avima. He did a B'shoigig, right? He did a B'shoigig. There was no Edom, there's no Asrar, I didn't know. No one knew he was his father. This is the Indian. So the Eshan HaKholim says, L'fish al yedei zeh yishokhe seder ha'oilam, k'may shabiyarte. Because if a child doesn't know who his father and his mother is, it's going to destroy the seder ha'oilam. And, you know, the truth is, day l'chakim ha'biramiza, but, you know, there are populations where you have people who don't know who their father and mother is. And the truth is, there is no Seder Olam, right? It's total anarchy. So we can have an appreciation for this. If people don't know who their parents are, it could be very, 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 very bad. Abul Amais, it's a chiddush. That Goyin of Ishul Mechara, said Reb Sadia Goyin, is Chayim Mises Bez, and not because he kidnapped, and not because of Veves. The reason is because he's been Goyin Maka of V'imai, he's been Goyin Makal of V'imai. And the Medrash seems to be saying it with regards to Loi Sinuf as well. Sounds like a very big chiddush. I don't know what comes to mind. The hergish is, you know, what we spoke about in Perek Ben Soiru Moira, and that is that at the end of the day, Klai Yisrael is based on Messiah. We're based on Shalavicha V'Yagetcha, Skeinecha V'Yoymrulach, right? We say over for a Meir Soloveitchik, that Shalavicha V'Yagetcha means, when Sukum to Messiah, Freg the Tata. Skeinecha V'Yoymrulach means, Gei Freg, you know, Zeshekhan Chachmas. Right? Meir said, why are you asking your father? He said, Mamon of Shach, if the father knows, so he's Skeinecha V'Yoymrulach, and I kenish was Freg's to him. So Meir said, Weiss Tois, Va Messiah Gate Van Atata Tzazun, Ein Av Meshakel Abnoi. This is the way Messiah goes. Just so happens, sometimes the father Taka doesn't know. So you have to make sure he's giving you the right Messiah. So you go to yeshivas and you make sure that you're getting the richtige Messiah. And we said, that's the Rama who was Mechadish, a Hilchas Mamrim. Right? There's something called it. Rama made up a whole new Bria called Hilchas Mamrim. And what did he put in Hilchas Mamrim? The laws of Zakim Mamri, which is coming up, and the laws of Makav of Imoy, Mekal of Imoy, Ben Sayru Meira. Right? There's something called Mamrim Elisem. If a person does not accept his father and his mother, he doesn't have that surah of a father and a mother that he can respect. If a person doesn't respect his rabbanim, if there's no shalavidcha v'yagedcha, and there's no skenech v'yarmelach, there's no klai Yisrael, then it's not negeya. It's not going to happen. You have to have mesorah. That's why we gather to levincha so critical. That's the rabbanim and then the parashas boy. Without mesorah, there's no klai Yisrael. How's klai Yisrael going to survive? How are you going to raise a generation if there's no mesorah? A generation with children are fifing on. You can't have azar generations. Then there's no Messiah. If there's no Messiah, we're at great risk. Goyne Vishu Mechare is out undermining the Messiah. Loisinaf Hatashaychis with undermining the Messiah. To me, I wouldn't walk away saying, oh, Goyne Vishu Mechare, Loisinaf is not as chamar as I thought it was. Bring out in a kvostos made shalavicha v'yageitchos keinach. That's the takeaway. The takeaway, what it means, einenu shei mea b'kail ovev b'kail imay. What it means to be maka ovev imay, makal ovev imay. That is the lifeline of Klal Yisrael. And being that Loisinov can lead to that being completely undermined, and Goyne Vishu Mechare, that can lead to that being completely undermined, that gives it a miyuchadig chaymer. Either way, again, just a little bit of a thought. First glance, this whole schmooze is a little bit of a dvar pella, but we're saying over from the Ramban, the Shem Reb Sadigoy, we're saying over from the Medrash Rabbah, and we're going to stop here.